you ready?
And we are back. Mike Randall here with you, the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast, late night on Sunday, September 22nd. What a week three it was. I love doing this podcast and going over the incredible games, finishes, upset surprises that we had from week three. And as always, folks, the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast, sponsored by Underdog Fantasy, the only place to go to play the games each and every week beside your DFS. Besides fantasy football, you can go there, you can pick lineups, get in, draft real quick at Underdog Fantasy, use that promo code FTN, get up to $1,000 bonus when you make your deposit. Without further ado, let's get through it. 20 minutes, as always, we take you through each and every game, identifying the important things that you need to know for fantasy football, and what a week three it was. Here we go. Thursday night, Jets 24, Patriots 3. Pretty much a dominating performance from start to finish for the Jets. They did not trail, got up 7-0 right away. Aaron Rodgers, super efficient, 281 yards, 2 touchdowns. For the Jets on the ground, I've told you this each and every week, Braylon Allen has standalone fantasy value. He had 55 yards rushing. He had 5 fewer carries than Breece Hall, but he also caught 3 passes for 13 yards. Breece Hall got the touchdown on the ground, 54 yards, and he caught 4 passes for 29 yards as well. The Jets are going to want to keep Breece Hall fresh. They have an Ingram and a Kamara, a 1-2 punch with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen. They're both going to play. Garrett Wilson got the targets, and Aaron Rodgers said it after the game. Teams are taking away Garrett Wilson. That's the defensive attention is on Garrett Wilson, but he had 5 receptions, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Still doesn't have the big yardage that you want, but he did have the 5 targets. Tyler Conklin played great. Tight end Tyler Conklin was a late round best ball draft value. 5 receptions, 93 yards. Alan Lazard also caught a touchdown. He has that connection with Rodgers. We'll have it each and every week. Good to see Mike Williams get 3 receptions, 34 yards, and he almost had a touchdown. It was ripped out of his hands at the end. On the other side, the Patriots, Jacoby Brissett, 12 of 18, 98 yards. Could not get anything going. We saw Drake May at the end of the game, and I wonder if we'll see Drake May soon as the starter for the Patriots. Ramondre Stevenson has come crashing back down to earth after the first game against the Bengals. Only 6 rushes, 23 yards. He was hurt. Wasn't sure his status. He came back in, but looked like they decided to move away from him and just rest him when the game got out of hand. Antonio Gibson actually led the team with 29 rushing yards. The one benefit was Demario Douglas finally got engaged. He's the best receiver on the team, in my opinion. 9 targets, 7 receptions, 69 yards. You can do so much with him behind the line of scrimmage, things, short slants. He was great. Jalen Polk, only 2 catches, 13 yards. Hunter Henry played a lot, but they took him out of the game. The Jets did 2 receptions, 9 yards. Big one for the Jets, 24-3. Now we go to Sunday's game, and there was upsets galore. First one, Giants go on the road at Cleveland. Giants 21, Cleveland 15. Cleveland after the big one on the road against Jacksonville. You thought maybe they turned a corner. Giants came right back. Story here, Daniel Jones not making mistakes. 24 of 34, 236, 2 touchdowns, no turnovers. Malik Nabers, 12 targets, 8 receptions, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. Big time difficult catches against Denzel Ward, too, one of the best cornerbacks in the game. Wandell Robinson, 7 receptions, 61 yards. Devin Singletary did it all. He scored on the ground, 65 rushing yards with the touchdown, 43 receiving yards on 4 receptions as well. Solid game for the Giants across the board. On the other side, Deshaun Watson still has not figured out the issues. He did throw 2 touchdown passes, which was good. Both to Amari Cooper, who finally got going. Shout out to Two Gun for mentioning him on the DFS show. Watson, only 196 passing yards, but 2 touchdowns. Amari Cooper caught 7 of his 12 targets for 86 yards and the 2 touchdowns. Jerry Jeudy, nothing, 27 receiving yards. Jerome Ford, very active, 37 rushing yards on 10 carries, 3 receptions, 33 receiving yards, but no scores. Deonta Foreman, who could get those goal line carries, they really never got to the goal line. That was the problem. Only 5 rushing yards. Watson did have 26 on the ground. Giants 1-2. Browns also 1-2. Big one for the Giants, 21-15 on the road. Another huge shocker here. And you knew this one right away. Packers 30, Titans 14. Malik Willis revenge game, sure. But the big issue here were the turnovers. The Titans continue to turn the ball over. 2 interceptions for Will Levis and lost a fumble. That's 3 turnovers. Cannot have that. On the other side, Packers didn't have any. Malik Willis, 13-19, over 200 passing yards. First time he's ever gotten over 200 passing yards ever as a starter. 1 touchdown through the air, connected with Emmanuel Wilson on a nice 30-yard touchdown. The other one, he ran it in. 6 rushes, 73 yards from Malik Willis, ate them up on the ground. Josh Jacobs struggled because the traditional running game is not going to work against Tennessee. They're great against the run, only 43 rushing yards. Christian Watson connected on a couple big passes, 2 receptions, 67 yards. I think he's going to take off when Jordan Love comes back, which should be next week. Jaden Reed, 4 for 50. Romeo Dubs, only 1 for 18. Tucker Kraft, 2 for 24. This was the Malik Willis show. The Packers have themselves a backup quarterback in an emergency situation. Willis did great. He came back. Revenge game against Tennessee. Great job by him. 73 rushing yards. On the other side, Tony Pollard did nothing. You saw the Colts last 2 weeks with Jonathan Taylor really be able to run the ball against the Packers. Now they go on the road, the Packers, to Tennessee, and Tennessee can't run the ball. Tony Pollard, 6 carries, 14 yards. DeAndre Hopkins finally got going in the second half. 6 receptions, 73 yards, and the touchdown. Tyler Boyd, only 3 for 33. Calvin Ridley, nothing, 1 for 9. He goes in and out, so much variation with him, but just a bad performance by the Titans. 3 turnovers. One of the interceptions Levis threw was a pick six to Jair Alexander. You can't do that. 3 turnovers. That's a killer. Big one for the Packers. 2-1. Jordan Love coming back next week. Colts 21, Bears 16. This game had no scoring, and then all of a sudden the fourth quarter went bananas. Score was 7-0. Colts led at the half. Score was 14-3 at the end of the third quarter, and then the points started flying. For the Bears, Caleb Williams struggled early but got going late. Only 33 of 52, but 363 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Did lose a fumble as well, so there's your 3 turnovers. The rushing game could not get going for Bears at all. DeAndre Swift, so disappointing. 13 carries, just 20 yards, 1.5 yards per carry. Roshan Johnson came in, did a little bit better, 8 for 30. Khalil Herbert, not much either. Roma Dunze was a star here, 6 receptions, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Cole Kmet also finally getting some targets ahead of Gerald Everett, 10 receptions, 97 yards, and a touchdown. DJ Moore, 8 for 78. Remember, Keenan Allen was not active in this game. But Caleb Williams got the numbers, but got them late. He was sacked 4 times, so still offensive line trouble for the Bears. It's a rough situation when you have a rookie quarterback and you can't protect him. That's going to lead to turnovers. Bears had 3 of them. For the Colts, Anthony Richardson, okay, he's a 50% passer. That's what he's been all year. 10 of 20, 167 yards, 2 interceptions. Bears defense is still solid. On the ground, only 24 yards for Anthony Richardson. Jonathan Taylor, the story here, 23 carries, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. Alec Pierce caught a bomb for 44. Michael Pittman only 4 for 36. Again, Michael Pittman with Anthony Richardson, that's his kryptonite. He is not a traditional passer, and Pittman needs a quarterback who is confident to throw the ball into tight windows and give him an opportunity to go get it. He's not a great separator, Michael Pittman, and that's why he's really struggling with Anthony Richardson. Josh Downs returned only 3 for 22, but he's going to contribute more. A.D. Mitchell, not much, only 1 target, no receptions there, but win for the Colts. Bears fall to 1-2, Colts win 21-16. Surprise of the year has to be the Minnesota Vikings, 34-7 over the Texans. Vikings go to 3-0. Texans only 2-1. Sam Darnold, 17 of 28, under only 181 yards, but 4 touchdown passes. 4 touchdown passes. 1 to Justin Jefferson, 1 to Aaron Jones, 1 to Jalen Naylor, and 1 to tight end Johnny Munn, who's still holding the fort down till TJ Hockenson comes back. Aaron Jones, 19 carries, 102 yards. That's 5.5 yards a carry. Great job by him. Jefferson went 6 of 81. Aaron Jones, 5 of 46. So Jones was involved. He caught a receiving touchdown and had 100 yards on the ground. He's been fantastic. Jalen Naylor, very solid here in the absence of Jordan Addison. 3 for 31, got the touchdown as well. On the Houston side, just couldn't get anything going. 2 interceptions for C.J. Stroud, and it wasn't that they were turning the ball over a lot. It's that the Minnesota defense is legit. Stroud, 215 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Cam Akers was just okay. He caught a receiving touchdown, which saved his day, but on the ground, terrible. Only 21 yards rushing, 9 attempts, 21 yards. For the receiver, Stephon Diggs, sort of revenge game comeback to Minnesota. 12 targets, led the team, 10 receptions, 94 yards. Nico Collins, 10 targets, 4 receptions, 86 yards. Got over his receiving yards prop late, but he was held down for much of the game. Tank Dell, 5 for 62 as well. Houston is going to be better days, but the Vikings are legit. Their defense looks incredible, led by Brian Flores, and Sam Darnold's playing well. He got hurt in this game. Everyone got nervous, came back in the game, threw a touchdown pass. 34-7, Vikings there. 14-0 in the first quarter and didn't look back. Another game where everything happened late. Halftime of this game, it was Saints 3, Eagles 0. End of the third quarter, it was Saints 3, Eagles 0. Final score, Eagles 15, Saints 12. Let's start with the Eagles here. Jalen Hurts, 311 yards passing, one interception, one fumble, no touchdown. Saquon Barkley did the rest on the ground. He was held down for most of this game, but then just wore them down. 17 carries for Saquon, 147 yards, two touchdowns. Also caught four passes as well. The big story here, Devonta Smith was really having a solid game and then got knocked out in the second half, concussion. He caught the ball, was trying to get free, and then got hit from behind, leveled. Helmet comes flying off, concussion, he's out. He went 7 for 79 in his absence. Dallas got it. 10 receptions, 170 yards. No touchdowns, but a big game for Dallas Goedert, the breakout game we needed. And that was pretty much it. It was Barkley, it was Goddard, and it was Hurts a little bit through the air, and that was it. That was enough to get the W because the defense played well, and they were able to shut down the Saints offense, which no one's been able to do so far. For New Orleans, Derek Carr, 14 to 25, 142, a touchdown and an interception. Kamara, a lot of rushing attempts, 26 for 87, but only 3.3 yards a carry. Chris Olave had a good game, six receptions, caught all of his targets, 86 yards, one touchdown. Kamara was 3 for 40. The guy they concentrated on was Rashid Shaheed, five targets, no receptions. They took him out of the game. Foster Moreau, one catch, not much outside of that. It was Olave, it was Kamara, and that was it. Saints are going to be fine. 2-1, lost a tough game at home to the Eagles. Eagles need this game. Bounce back from last week's tough loss to Atlanta. 15-12, Eagles beat the Saints on the road. Steelers beat the Chargers 20-10, but I'll tell you, I did not think Justin Herbert was going to play in this game, and he did, and he played well. Chargers were winning 10-7 at the half. It was 10-10 at the end of the third quarter. Then Herbert got hurt. Joe Alt got hurt. Rashawn Slater, the offensive lineman, got hurt. Pretty much the Chargers threw in the towel once they realized Herbert was leaving the game. Herbert was 12 of 18, 125, one touchdown to Quentin Johnston. No Josh Palmer in this game as well. He was out. Quentin Johnston, 2 for 44, got the touchdown. Ladd McConkey, 3 for 44. Couldn't do much against the Steelers defense, but the Chargers defense was really solid. We'll get to the Steelers numbers in a minute. J.K. Dobbins led the way, 15 for 44. He is clearly the lead running back for the Chargers. He had 15 carries. Gus Edwards, only three. Gus Bus is pretty much a goal line vulture at this point because Dobbins has been so impressive. Herbert went out. Taylor Heineke came in, was 2 of 2 for 24, but that was that they really couldn't move the ball. But they were tough, though, because the defense for the Chargers is real good. And if they can run the ball, they're going to control the game. If they had Palmer, they had a healthy Herbert, that would have mattered. But Herbert was in a boot after this game, which is critical because next week they host the Chiefs. On the Steelers side, Justin Fields was okay, got going late. 245 passing yards, one touchdown, one interception. He hit Calvin Austin to put the game out of reach on a 55-yard slant touchdown. Austin, 4 of 95, had the touchdown. George Pickens, 5 catches, 57 yards. Solid, went over his receiving yards prop. Pat Freiermuth, 4 for 33. That was it. Jaylen Warren, not much. Still trying to get involved in the offense. Only had 5 rushing yards on 3 attempts and had 1 reception for negative 4 yards. So not much for Jaylen Warren at all. Najee Harris, workhorse, 18 carries, 70 yards. Caught 5 balls for 16 as well. Steelers win 3-0 now, 20-10 over the Chargers. Broncos took care of business on the road, 0-2 against Tampa Bay, who was 2-0, and they whipped them from start to finish. Broncos 26, Buccaneers 7. Broncos up 14-0 in the first quarter, and the game was over. Bo Nix, 25-36, 216. He ran in a score and he had 47 rushing yards. 47 rushing yards for Bo Nix, 9 rushes, 47 rushing yards. Great job by him. Javonte Williams lost a fumble and may have lost his job, because Jaleel McLaughlin got in from 4th and goal from about the 3-yard line. He got the rushing touchdown. Tyler Beatty came in, the rookie, 9 carries, 70 yards, including a 43-yard big rush to pretty much stifle any chance Tampa Bay had coming back. Cortland Sutton bounced back as a receiver, 11 targets, 7 receptions, 68 yards. Josh Reynolds, 2 for 36. Little Jordan Humphrey, 6 for 37 as well. But you have to wonder, Javonte Williams' role, is Batty going to get the role? Is McLaughlin? Because this was 3 games in a row now, and this was a game they played well, and they were in front, and Javonte just could not get it done. For Tampa Bay, bad game. Baker Mayfield, 163, one touchdown, one interception. Rashad White couldn't get much going, 6 for 17. Bucky Irving, 9 rushes, 70 yards. Bucky Irving going to get more touches now, certainly more explosive than Rashad White. Chris Godwin, 6 receptions, 53 yards and a touchdown. Mike Evans held down for the most part. Have to look at the stats, but I think he drew Pat Surtain for most of the game. Only 2 receptions, 17 yards for him. Cade Otton finally exploded. 7 receptions, 47 yards. Did lose a fumble, though, which was costly. Had 8 targets. So Godwin had 9 targets. Otton 8 targets. Rashad White 6 targets. Only 3 for Mike Evans. 26-7. Broncos, impressive road win they needed. Tampa Bay falls 2-1. And Andy Dalton comes in for the Panthers, and they roll. Panthers 36, Raiders 22. Raiders go on the road and beat the Ravens, come home and get shellacked by the Panthers, 36-22. Andy Dalton, 26-37, 319, 3, count them, 3 touchdown passes, 1 to Deontay Johnson, 1 to Chuba Hubbard, 1 to Adam Thielen. Chuba Hubbard, 21 carries, 114 yards. They're waiting for Jonathan Brooks to come back, but this was a big game for Chuba Hubbard. Also caught 5 for 55 as well. Big game for him. Miles Sanders actually got the last touchdown, rushed it in there, 7 for 17, got the goal line carry. Deontay Johnson, 14 big targets from Andy Dalton. 8 receptions, 122, and the score. Adam Thielen made a brilliant 31-yard diving catch, 3 for 40, but then he was out of the game with an injury, so we'll have to monitor that. Jonathan Mingo, Xavier Leggett, some of those players who could come in for him as well. On the other side, Gardner Minshew, not much, 18-28, 214, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Aiden O'Connell came in through a late touchdown. Trey Tucker, 7 for 96 and a big touchdown late. Jacoby Myers caught 1, 7 for 62. He had a touchdown. Davante Adams, only 4 of 40. Brock Bowers, only 3 for 41. Zamir White, awful, awful. Against the Panthers, 10 rushes, 34 yards. Madison got the rushing score late. Antonio Pierce was upset in the press conference, said there were some people who just did not give effort or were not interested, made business decisions, was his phrase. They made business decisions, and he's going to have to make some as well. So we'll see what that means, of course. But that was it. Panthers, big win, start to finish, 3 passing touchdowns. First quarterback this year to have 300 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Andy Dalton, Red Rifle. Panthers win 36-22. I thought there was a chance that the extra 3 days for the Dolphins to prepare could make Skylar Thompson decent, and I was wrong. Seattle 24, Miami 3. Miami couldn't do anything. Geno Smith, 289 passing yards, 1 touchdown, had 2 interceptions as well. So didn't even play that great, but gets the W. Zach Charbonnet was fantastic. 18 carries, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. On the Seattle receiving side, DK Metcalf caught a huge bomb touchdown, 71 yards, 4 receptions, 104 yards, and the touchdown. Noah Fant with a good game, 6 for 60. Tyler Lockett, 5 for 46. Jackson Smith and Jigba, after his huge week against the Patriots, only 3 for 39, but that's fine. And Charbonnet caught 3 passes as well. So Ken Walker, be careful, because Charbonnet's on a roll right now, and he's catching the ball, and he's running it in, had 2 touchdowns. He's going to get some carries even when he comes back. On the other side, Skylar Thompson, horrific, 107 yards. That was it. Devon Achane could not get anything going against the Seattle run defense. 11 carries, 30 yards for him. Tyreek Hill had 5 targets, but only caught 3 for 40. Achane caught 3 of his 5 targets for 28. Waddle, 4 catches for 26. They just couldn't get a lot of depth. Thompson can't go deep, and the Seattle run defense really held them down. So if you play the Dolphins, and you can limit them on the ground, and you're not going to get beat over the top by Skylar Thompson, you're going to struggle. Thompson was hurt, left this game. Tim Boyle came in, was just 7 of 13. So they need Tua back. Hopefully, I heard Tua was cleared. Is he ready to come back emotionally, physically? We don't know, but this team is not good because Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, bad bench options here. Devon Achane, hard to do stuff when you can't run the ball, and they're going to sit back there and be able to really concentrate on that run game and can't get the ball deep to Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle. This offense is going to struggle. 24-3, Seattle wins. Ravens 28, Cowboys 25. Score was 28-6 at the start of the fourth quarter. Cowboys poured it on but couldn't get anything done. Dak Prescott, 28-51, not great, 379, 2 touchdowns. Most of it was in the comeback. CeeDee Lamb lost a costly fumble that was right near the goal line. That was a killer. Jake Ferguson, 6 for 95 on 11 targets. He was the leading receiver. CeeDee Lamb only 4 for 67 in that costly fumble. Vontae Turpin caught a touchdown late. Jalen Tolbert caught a touchdown. No running game here for the Cowboys at all. Rico Dowdle, 8 for 32. Dak Prescott, only 2 of 7. And Zeke Elliott, 3 rushes, 6 yards. They just get behind. They get behind and they struggle. Brandon Cooks, only 2 of 16 as well. This team, that first game against Cleveland was an anomaly. They have looked terrible since then, and the Ravens did whatever they wanted to. And don't be fooled by the score, because 19 points in the fourth quarter, they had 6 points against the Ravens at home through 3 quarters. On the other side, Lamar Jackson, only 12 of 15, 182, had the touchdown, also ran 87 rushing yards, 14 attempts, 87 rushing yards, and a touchdown, so he accounted for 2. Derrick Henry, a beast in this game, 25 carries, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nelson Aguilar caught a 56-yard pass. Rashad Bateman caught a touchdown, which was nice to see. And that was pretty much it. Zay Flowers, not a big game for him because they were able to punish the Cowboys on the ground. Only 3 for 20 for Zay Flowers. Mark Andrews, got to start getting worried about Mark Andrews. Maybe he's hurt and it just doesn't look right. 1 target, 0 receptions, 0 yards. Again, they could run the ball, but you got to figure some of these receptions. Charlie Kohler caught a pass for 30 yards. Derrick Henry caught a pass for 23 yards. Mark Andrews, no receptions. No bueno. But Ravens get the win, 28-25. Huge comeback for the Rams, 27-24. Rams beat the Niners. Niners controlled this game pretty much throughout. Brock Purdy, look at his numbers, 22 of 30, 292, 3 touchdown passes. All 3 to Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings, 12 targets, 11 receptions, 175 yards, and 3 big touchdowns. Brandon Ayuk, only 5 of 48. He's still just not in game shape, not in the flow of the offense. But that should be good enough to beat the Rams. 3 touchdowns to Juwan Jennings, 175 yards, look like Jerry Rice. Jordan Mason was solid, 19 to 77. Purdy even ran for 41 yards. So Mason and Purdy combined 29 rushing attempts, 29 between Mason and Purdy, 4.1 yards a carry. And Juwan Jennings goes 11 for 175 and 3 touchdowns, and you still don't win. Why? Because they couldn't put the Rams away, and the Rams hit some big plays. Kyren Williams, fantastic. 24 carries, 89 yards. 2 touchdowns, also caught a touchdown. He had 2 receptions, 27 yards. Blake Corm, nowhere to be found. Kyren Williams is fantastic so far this year. For the passing offense, Stafford, 221 yards, 1 touchdown. Tutu Atwell, 4 for 93, had a 50-yard bomb late, which set up a score, which was huge. DeMarcus Robinson, only 1 of 32. I just don't see him as the type of player that ascends to a wide receiver one because he doesn't have wide receiver one skill. Atwell's the better receiver. Jordan Whittington got involved. Kobe Parkinson just okay. Tyler Johnson on the field. But the key was the Rams defense was able to get stops late, and Stafford hit enough big plays to Kyren Williams, to Tutu Atwell, to Whittington as well, and they were able to get the score when they needed it. Rams are 1-2. They have the Patriots coming to San Francisco next week, so that could be with a doctor ordered, but a great win for the Rams, 27-24, needed it. Amazing job by Sean McVay. Lions 20, Cardinals 13. Lions had this game controlled throughout. Jared Goff, 18-23, great game, 199, 2 touchdowns, but did throw 1 interception. David Montgomery, 23 for 105, the score. Jahmyr Gibbs, 16 for 83. It's just going to be interesting who gets the touches. Jahmyr Gibbs did get in the end zone on a hook and ladder with Amara St. Brown, but the rushing scores go to Montgomery here. So 105 rushing yards for Montgomery, 83 for Gibbs. Gibbs got in for the, you want to call it a receiving touchdown on the hook and ladder. Montgomery ran one in. Amara, fantastic as always. 7 receptions, 75 yards, 1 score. Sam Laporta got hurt, got carted off at the end of the first half. He did come back, though. 2 for 36. Doesn't look like that will be long-term either. Jameson Williams, only 1 of 9. Not a big game for him, but they get the win. On the other side, Arizona, the Lions' run defense is legit. James Conner, only 9 rushing attempts, 17 yards. Couldn't get anything going. Kyler Murray doesn't have to always get you fantasy points. 21 to 34, 207 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, and 45 yards on the ground. Those rushing yards are huge for Kyler Murray. Marvin Harrison Jr., another touchdown, 5 for 64 and 1. So he had 11 targets. Certainly he has ascended to the number one receiving option. Michael Wilson, also a good game, 8 for 64. Trey McBride did have 6 targets, but only 3 catches, 25 yards. So again, Detroit defense needed this game, didn't want to go to 1-2 after losing to Tampa Bay at home, which they shouldn't have. Arizona fought tough, defense played well, but Lions get the win on the road, 20-13 over the Cardinals. And the Sunday night game, Falcons played well, had the big emotional win at Philly, but they couldn't get it in late. The Chiefs defense made a stand. Chiefs win 22-17 in Atlanta on Sunday Night Football. Patrick Mahomes, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, connected with Rashee Rice, who is just a monster. Rashee Rice is the wide receiver one. No Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, still a rookie. Rice, 12 receptions, 110 yards, 1 touchdown. He cannot be guarded. He's always schemed open. He is the clear wide receiver one. If you got him in best ball, round 4, 5, even 6 early in the year, you got yourself a steal. Travis Kelce still has not started to roll yet. Only 4 receptions, 30 yards. Juju Smith-Schuster, 2 receptions, one of which was a touchdown, though. Worthy, pretty much nothing. Samaje Perine, 6 carries, 25 yards. Caught 3 passes as well. Carson Steele did nothing for most of the first half, but he wore them down like a mini Derrick Henry, if you want to think of it that way. 17 carries, 72 yards. Finally got going in the second half. Mahomes had 17 rushing yards as well. For Atlanta, Kirk Cousins was fine. 20 of 29, 230, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He did fumble twice, but they didn't lose it. They were getting pressure on him throughout the night. Bijan Robinson struggled on the ground. The Chiefs defense did a good job. 16 carries, 31 yards. He did get a touchdown. Tyler Allgeier only 7 carries, but had one more yard, 32 rushing yards. Then Robinson. Drake London solid, 6 for 67 and caught a touchdown. Darnell Mooney, 8 for 66. Kyle Pitts, 2 for 59, but it's misleading. You want to know why? He had a 50-yard reception. So Kyle Pitts is just not, for some reason, Kyle Pitts on Atlanta has not been able to become the 5-6-7 reception guy. He's not. He's super athletic. He's feast or famine. But they go to Drake London. They go to Mooney. Even Ray McLeod had 3 targets. So Pitts just still waiting for that big game. It's going to come at some point, but it's just struggling here. This was a game the Falcons could have won, couldn't get it done because they couldn't run the ball. Their offensive line against the Chiefs. Chiefs run defense is normally not good. It was great tonight. Bijan Robinson, 16 for 31, 1.9 yards per carry. That was the difference in the game. Chiefs go to 3-0. They visit the Chargers next week. Falcons drop to 1-2. Chiefs 22, Falcons 17. That's going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Mike Randall. I'll be back with you next Sunday night / Monday morning to talk about week 4. And of course, don't forget, the King, Jeff Radcliffe, will be with you on Wednesday to give you a preview of the upcoming week. As always, rate, subscribe here, FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. We continue to churn out the content for you. Mike Randall, see you in week 4. Are you ready?